Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come now upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So 2 weeks ago, I stand in my parents' yard looking up at a grassy park on the crown of the mountain. I'm going to hike up there, going to find a nice tree, sit in its shade, and enjoy the breeze for a few hours. So I pack some supplies in the little blue backpack. I hop into my father's side-by-side, a glorified four-wheeler with bucket seats and a steering wheel. I rumble over the bridge and wind my way through gates, sagebrush, and rock. I go as far as I can with the side-by-side. I slip on my pack and start hiking towards the canyon that lets out up at that grassy park on the top of the mountain. The slope is steep. Sandstone rocks alternate with yellow patches of bundled grass. I reach the tree line, and now orange pine needles carpet the ground. 10 minutes into the hike, the slope's grade steepens on either side of the canyon. To go any further now, I need to scramble up a couple yards and then angle into the canyon floor. Now, above me, there's this sandstone rock jutting out of the side of the slope. It looks sturdy. I grab hold with my left hand and I begin to pull myself up, but the stone betrays me in this moment. It slithers out of its pine needle nest. I slip, I stumble, I fall. I stand and I brush the pine needles off my shirt. Blood scrawls across the top of my knuckles, minor scratches. But then I turn my palm inward. A jagged, deep tear gapes out of my pinky finger. Uh-oh. This isn't good. This could maybe need stitches. In our Old Testament reading this morning, Ephraim, the northern kingdom of Israel, has been out hiking when the kingdom slips, stumbles, and falls. Everything was going well. The sun was shining in the 8th century BC. The kingdom was strong in military. The wealth was pouring in. But then came a moment when the national life steepened, when the grade on either side of the canyon got a little rougher. Israel needed to climb up just to get through that little period in its national life. And above the nation was a rock to grab hold to, a rock of handmade idols, political alliances, military prowess, pleasure, excess. The rock looks stable, secure in its place. And so Israel grabs hold of the rock with her left hand, bets all of her weight on this rock, begins to pull herself up. But like all idols and sins, the stone betrays her. Slithers out of its pine needle nest. Israel stumbles. Israel falls. The nation stands and brushes self off. A scratch of blood zigzags across the knuckles. But then Ephraim turns its palm inward. A jagged tear gapes on the inside of the pinky. Sin has wounded the nation. And the prophet Hosea lifts up a strangled cry. You have stumbled because of your iniquity. Last week we talked about fighting the world, the flesh, and the devil. But what do we do when we fail in that fight? What do we do when we stumble and fall, when we slip and cut ourselves open like ancient Israel? After all, we are all on a hike to God's mountain, the heavenly Zion. We've puttered the side-by-side up the slope. We've slipped on the backpack, checked the supplies, and started hiking. But then the path gets hard. Life gets steep on either side of the canyon. Lip-chewing phone calls with mom, red-stamped envelopes on the kitchen table, Russia's war, Janie's strange lump. We need to get above this problem spot in life. And so we look around. There's a rock to grab onto. It's the rock of our favorite sin, an idol, a stone of our own handmade ingenuity, a rock that promises to be just the thing to get us past this difficult, anxious moment in life. So we grip the rock with our left hand. We bet all of our weight on it. And we start to pull ourselves up. But our sin betrays us, as it always does. It slithers out of its pine needle nest. We stumble, we slip, we fall. And we stand and brush the pine needles from our shirt. Blood scrawls across the top of our knuckles. Minor scratch. But then we turn our palm inward. A jagged tear gapes across our pinky. Uh-oh, this isn't good. This might need stitches. Like ancient Israel, we have stumbled. Sin has wounded us. But now what? What do we do? What do we do when we fail in the fight? Well, 2 weeks ago, I scrambled down the mountain with my bleeding hand above my head. I climb into the side-by-side. A horse thigh, blood buzzes over by the blood just to add insult to injury. And I steer the side-by-side toward the house. I putter back through all the gates. I'll have you know I closed every single one of them with one hand. Cross the bridge, and finally across the cattle guard into my parents' yard. I stumble into the house. Mom, can you look at this? My mother pulls me into the bathroom. My hand is trembling with the shock. She runs it under cold water. Deep belly breaths, Nevada, deep belly breaths. She pours hydrogen peroxide into the gaping wound. I wince at the burn. It's gonna be okay. My mother wraps the gash with two band-aids. It is really deep, but you didn't cut any tendons. It's gonna be okay. In our text this morning, the prophet Hosea looks across the hills and times of Palestine, and he sees Israel's God. The Lord himself standing as a man beside the bathroom sink with hydrogen peroxide, cotton balls, and band-aids. Return, O Israel. Return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Return. Repent. Turn away from your idols and your sins and return to the Lord. Drive the side-by-side back down the mountain to Jesus. Jesus, the healer who mends torn hands with his own torn hands. Repent, return, and take with you words. Confess what you have done. Our text is actually a kind of confessional liturgy. This is what you say. This is how God will respond. Spell it out, line by line. We trusted in Assyria. We trusted in the Republican or the Democratic Party. We trusted in horses for military advantage. We trusted in the bare flesh on the computer. We trusted in good grades. We trusted in our job. We trusted in our social position. We trusted in our bitter tongue. We trusted in Granddaddy's farm. We threw ourselves into these things to get us past that steep grade in life's slope. And it was wrong. It was sin. Take away all iniquity. For in you the orphan finds mercy. And as we repent and confess our sins, Jesus leans over us. Those who are well, who have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. He grips our injured hand. He puts it under the running water, washing out all of the grit and the dirt. He pours the hydrogen peroxide into the gaping wound. He speaks the words from our text. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. Our hand trembles with the burn. Our stomach lurches. Deep belly breath, says Jesus. Keep praying. Keep breathing in the Spirit of God. Keep repenting. Keep confessing. It hurts, but it is the only way to healing. Sisters and brothers, what do we do when we stumble and fall into sin? We return to the Lord. We return, we confess our sins, and we hear his priest speak the gospel to us once again. Jesus has healed your apostasy, your backsliding. Jesus loves you freely, for his anger has turned from you. This is the repentance that defines the Christian life. Again and again, we trust in that stupid rock. Again and again, it betrays us. We stumble, we fall. Again and again, we repent and we confess. And again, Jesus heals us. Have you sinned? Have I sinned? Return. And take with you words, because Jesus stands ever ready to heal, ever ready to pour that hydrogen peroxide in there and make it burn, and yet to make it just into a scar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.